WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council unanimously approved, with no discussion last night, rezoning land for what will eventually become around 1,000 new homes between Arrington Road and Greens Prairie West.
I am putting all of my heart and soul into this subdivision, and I want it to be the pride and joy of this community as a whole.
Developer Hunter Goodwin says while there is enough room for 1,500 homes, not that many will be built because he's reserving land for an extensive park system. The council also had opponents, hearing from five people who live south of the former Margraves Ranch property in Nantucket and Indian Lakes, along with 26 emails. The Bryan City Council has approved staff requests to pursue grants from the Texas Department of Transportation, where the city would spend nearly $2 million to get almost $3 million from the state towards new sidewalks and hike and bike trails.
One project directly impacts three Bryan elementary schools, and three other schools are in the paths of three other projects.
Have we had any conversations with BISD with maybe creating a partnership to maybe help fund some of these?
Councilman Buppy Simic's question was answered by City Engineer Paul Casper.
And I don't know if there's limitations on what they can fund off of school property. I have heard that in the past. I don't know that for a fact.
City Manager Keen Register says he's been in contact with the school district's chief financial officer.
Amy told me that she likes the funding partnership as it is right now.
Public Works Director Jason Barfink told WTAW News the city has asked the school district for letters of support that the city can send to TxDOT to help the city's application. Barfnick says the city is not requesting financial support for new sidewalks around Sol Ross, Johnson, and Kemp, or any portion of proposed hike and bike trails along Coulter that would go past Stephen and Faustin, along Villa Maria that would go past Murray Branch, and along the freeway's northbound frontage road past Rayburn. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Convicted four times of drunk driving, a Central Texas woman gets another 3 weeks of freedom before starting a six-year prison sentence. 50-year-old Janice Street of Temple has been out of jail on bond since her arrest last August after crashing her car in Bryan near Texas and Villa Maria. Her blood alcohol level was 0.277, more than three times the legal limit. Street will return to court June 15th for the official sentencing hearing. Texas A&M has elevated a division with 11 offices and functions to be led by a vice president. 23-year administrator Joe Pettibon, A&M class of 1993, is now VP for Enrollment and Academic Services. That division is now part of the A&M cabinet or senior leadership team. Among other things, Pettibon is responsible for the Career Center, International Student Services, the Registrar's Office, and managing the financial affairs of the Provost's Office. This Memorial Day and the centennial year of the United States' entrance into World War I, a wreath-laying ceremony will be held to honor all the Aggies who lost their lives during that war.
The university has historically recognized 55 Aggies. The ceremony will also bring forward five new Aggies that were discovered in the last year by members of the the Brazos County Centennial World War I Committee.
Archivist Greg Bailey says the public ceremony begins Monday morning at 10 next to the World War I Memorial located on the Corps of Cadets Plaza at Texas A&M. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Beta Med's own Josh Shields. The Med is bringing us Dr. Spa, and Christine McDonald is talking about the senior circle at the Med. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
There's something for everyone at Messina Hoff. Check out the wine flights and weekly specials at the wine bar. The tasting room showcases its immense selection suitable for any palate. The Vintage House restaurant offers fine dining. Every Thursday is Aggie night. Show your Aggie ring and enjoy happy hour pricing from 4 to 9 p.m. Reserve a moonlight tour on Fridays and stay for the weekend at the Villa Bed and Breakfast. For more information, go online at messinahoff.com or call 778-WINE.
7-Eleven, happy Friday. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Combination of high pressure well off to our east, low pressure to the north will start to draw some moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. Partly sunny and breezy today near 90. As the day goes on, we'll run the risk of a shower. Lots of clouds overnight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny, breezy tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower, warm 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Clouding up Sunday, chance of showers, highs on Sunday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M softball team faces Tennessee tonight in the NCAA Super Regionals. Coach Joe Evans weighs in on that. Meanwhile, the Astros lead the AL West by 8 games after beating the Tigers last night. And LeBron James surpassed Michael Jordan's all-time postseason scoring record as the Cavs moved past Boston to face the Warriors in the NBA Finals for the third straight year. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So we had some breeze yesterday, which made it okay, even though the temps were getting up there. But what, we're in the mid-70s right now?
Yeah, today was already when I got to work. It was a little muggy.
Yeah.
A little huh.
You know.
But yeah, 76, 77.
We do that 80 by 8 thing when that finally comes around. But I mean,
it's close.
It does. It's just, it's kind of oppressive out there a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we ain't putting roofs up. We ain't framing houses.
I know,
I mean,
we're, I but, know. But we're just letting you know,
that's
those
right.
of you who are doing those things.
Yep. And you're
be
having
aware.
To work today.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people out there who aren't going to work today. need to get an early start.
On their Memorial Day.
Got to be doing that because going to be a lot of people out there traveling, and you need to go ahead and, you know, if you can make it like a whole long week off.
There you go.
Because you probably didn't work real hard yesterday.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying, probably right.
And probably won't really Tuesday either.
Well, that's also true, but, you know. Just
then it's recovery day.
Yeah. That's right. You got to do that. If you are planning to travel, AAA says that there are nearly 40 million of us who are planning some sort of a road trip this weekend. Broken down, that's 34.5 million in cars who will travel 50 miles or more. Okay. And that'd be the most. It'd be the largest number since back in 2005. Gas is, you know, I mean, it's a little bit higher. But as long as you're hanging around $2, I think people don't think they're paying too much. You know what I'm saying? They've kind of gotten conditioned to that situation. In addition, they are up just nationwide 8 cents. It's up 12 cents in Texas from a year ago, but just 8 cents. So the TSA has also announced that they're doing more screening of electronics before you get on an airliner. The increased screening will have people putting their laptops and anything bigger than a cell phone into a separate bin for screening in the security line. Yeah, they've already started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
New procedures will go into 10 airports and likely to expand more later. Among the 10 would be cities you'd think, like Detroit or Fort Lauderdale or Logan Airport in Boston and LAX. But it also includes Lubbock.
Uh-oh.
Huh. Lubbock? I'm just saying.
Who knew?
Maybe it's their like their example of like small town
maybe
airport.
That's it. Maybe
like,
that's
that,
it.
You know,
because I mean, the other ones are.
They need the guinea pig.
Yeah, McCarran in Las Vegas and the Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, and right there and amongst them is the beautiful West Texas city of Lubbock.
Lubbock,
good for them. So the 2017 hurricane forecast is out. You know, I don't understand why This is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I don't know why they feel like they need to do this. It's one more opportunity to put themselves in the spotlight to be wrong.
Yeah. True.
Because unless it's exactly what they say, they've either been too optimistic or too pessimistic. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, they're going to forecast 11 to 17 named storms.
Wow.
Ooh. I don't know how many names are on the list.
It's a little large of a range.
Well, a few years ago, they ran out of names, I think, and they had to start numbering them or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They did alpha, beta, I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyhow, CBS News says 2 to 4 of those hurricanes are expected to be major. That would mean sustained winds of over 111 miles an hour. Forecasters expect warmer than average water across the tropical Atlantic and Caribbean, also weaker than average wind shear, and a weak or non-existent El Nino. Oh, El Nino is leaving. El Nino is the natural warming of parts of the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
So
yeah.
We'll see how that works out.
Hasn't El Nino been around for like 20 years something?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, about 5-10 years ago, they decided it was a big deal. It was a deal we needed to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, so I didn't know that A&M had a cabinet.
Well,
yeah. Do we know when that happened?
Where else are they going to keep their stuff?
I know, yeah. I wondered.
I guess I didn't know that's what it was called. Okay. I think he just means, or what they mean is the group of vice presidents.
Okay, all right, okay.
Because there's several different ones.
But a cabinet meeting.
Yeah. All the vice presidents.
Yeah, then you end up with undersecretaries of the.
You get associate cabinet. Vice presidents.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Got an assistant.
Then you get deans
and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. There's a nice little
chairman
ladder.
Group.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's the group. All right. So, anyhow, Jelly Belly is being sued because they contain sugar. Jelly Bellies.
Okay.
Wow.
Did they say they were sugar-free?
Well, no, they didn't. See, apparently it turns out when it comes to food that you can sue anybody over just about anything.
Right.
Apparently somebody wasn't expecting sugar in jelly beans?
In candy?
These are sports beans. Have we heard of sport beans from Jelly Belly? Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah, they're like, I guess.
Caffeinated or something,
or
right?
Electrolytes, I think.
They have electrolytes and carbohydrates and vitamins. So a California woman is suing the makers of Jelly Belly, claiming she was tricked into believing.
She was probably the same kind of person who thinks eating sports beans will make her an athlete.
Yeah, also true. The plaintiff is one Jessica Gomez of San Bernardino, California, first brought the case against the candy company earlier this year, blaming, quote, fancy phrasing, her words, for her confusion over the ingredients. She said because if you look on the package, it says it contains carbohydrates, electrolytes, and vitamins, and it lists evaporated cane juice on the label.
Which is sugar.
Instead of saying sugar.
Doesn't matter. There are so many different names for sugar.
Well, and what kind of cane were they thinking they were talking about?
Yeah. In the class action suit, oh good, she's gotten other people to join.
Oh, Lord.
She claims that the wording on the label is a violation of the Consumer Legal Remedies Act.
Oh, my God.
And also the Unfair Business Practices Law and False Advertising Law.
I could see if it said sugar-free on the packaging. But if it doesn't, then why would you assume that there's not sugar in something that resembles candy?
Yeah. In her lawsuit, she says it was designed to intentionally deceive otherwise health-conscious consumer.
Oh,
whatever.
First of all, you're that health-conscious, you're not eating artificial, like, crap.
Nope. That's
to
right.
enhance your athletic performance.
Yep,
and I seriously don't see, like, the president of Jelly Belly sitting around with the other cabinet members going, got them.
Let's trick them. Yeah. Evaporated cane juice.
They're going to eat sugar whether they like it or not.
Yeah, the cauldrons of juice
this
there.
This lady, over it.
Jelly Bean called the case nonsense.
Yeah.
As you can imagine. Earlier this week we were talking about this new apple that's out that's cheaper.
The pinata.
The pinata.
I looked
apple.
For it, and I couldn't find it the other day.
I got one.
Oh.
I tried it, and you'd be amazed what it tasted like.
Did it taste
apple.
Like an apple with a tropical twist?
No, it tasted like an apple. That's all. Where they got tropical twist,
it didn't bring you
idea.
To the beach?
No,
it didn't bring you
no,
to the Caribbean, Scott?
I held it up to my ear, and I couldn't hear waves crashing or anything like that. Well, here's what I'll do. I've got another one at the house. I bought two of them, so I'll bring it on Monday,
Perfect.
And we can try it. Because
Hey, I'll try that.
Okay, because I'm one of these people who goes, you know, when they're talking about tasting something or smelling something, notes of, like in coffee, it has notes of vanilla. No, I don't get that. Or actually, because wines are supposed to be so complex. This is a very complex wine. It does such and such notes of this. And I'm going, huh? No. Does it taste good or not?
It's got oaky overtones.
Yeah, so maybe I'm missing the tropical twist in this particular apple, but anyhow.
Maybe you got a bad piñata.
Could be. Yeah. All I know is it's like half a buck cheaper than all the other apples
there
out there. So
that's
from
good.
That standpoint, I figure it's probably
man, my
worthwhile.
Gala apples are still where it's at, though.
Yeah, they are.
Delicious
yeah.
and inexpensive.
Yes,
no tropical taste, but about a dollar cheaper. I'd say that's a good wash.
It is
you know?
A good, well, at least good, for good. Now. You know, until they get you hooked. Once they set the hook, then they raise
true.
The price. It's 7:21. Oh, and while we're talking about fruits, beautiful mutant pineapples are out there this summer. Back in December, the FDA approved the sale of pink pineapples. They're genetically modified with a safe chemical, as far as we can tell, that will turn the skin and the inside of these things pink. Lycopene is this, what does it? It's already used to make watermelons pinker and tomatoes redder. That's nice.
Oh,
so they're coloring our food, natural food like
excellent.
That. And now the pink pineapples are starting to show up in stores. Pictures of them have been all over, apparently, social media. If you buy one to actually eat, apparently they're even sweeter than regular pineapple. Well, we'll see. Once again, they tell you that, so maybe your mind thinks it. But there you are. It's pink.
They're very pretty.
Well, they are. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a pink pineapple.
Yeah.
And pineapples on the outside aren't very, very you know,
right.
colorful or anything like that. Okay, then there's the popular hair and skincare treatment that's spit and poop from tree-climbing goats. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, yeah, it's a deal. It's called argan trees. Now these
I've heard of argan oil.
And that's what this is.
Oh.
The argan oil is a skin treatment, and it's also
yeah,
in shampoo.
It's in everything.
What the deal is, and I forget, I think it's in Morocco, is where these trees are. And these goats there climb the trees. Now, they arch over. It's not like a tree that grows straight up. They arch over. And they climb onto the outside of these limbs.
Oh, my gosh.
That are like 25, 30 feet, okay? The seeds from the argan tree is what makes argan oil. It's spelled A-R-G-A-N, argan oil. In addition to being a food product, you can use it like to dip bread in restaurants, they do that.
Oh, okay.
But it's generally used now as a hair conditioner and a skin moisturizer. Mm-hmm. The goat herders believe that having the seeds go through the digestive system makes it easier to crack the seeds and extract the oil. So basically, to sum it up, the goats go up the tree, they eat the seeds.
Then they poop them out.
They either burp them out or they poop them out. So
and then they collect the seeds.
Yes.
And so they produce argan oil.
That's what they do.
Interesting.
And then we put it in our hair.
And it ain't cheap.
Guys, take 2 minutes. Google tree climbing goats of Morocco.
Okay.
It is the most entertaining search you'll do all week.
Okay. Well, I had seen a story about these things that climb trees.
This
and then,
is fantastic.
Then they talked about the argan oil, which I think a little tube of it, a little bottle of it can be like $50.
Yeah. I've never seen, I guess, just argan oil in a bottle, but I've definitely seen the shampoos and the lotions that say with argan oil.
It makes me glad I don't have hair.
And that's, they go, oh, wow, that shampoo that should cost $9 costs $30 because it's got 4 drops of argan oil in it.
I mean, these photos look photoshopped because are goats in the tree. They look like Christmas ornaments.
But it is the truth. They do climb them. So there you go. 7:24.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better.
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44865 MSRP, less 3348 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. High temperature today, about 91 or so. We'll have sunny skies. And heat values may be up to 101, just so you know about that. Now, the winds are going to be gusting at about 25 miles an hour. And tonight, we'll be down to 76, and the winds will still be up. Tomorrow, 94 will be our high temperature, and then Sunday we're back down to around 90 or so, and some clouds roll in. Sunday night there's a 60% chance of rain, so won't be quite as warm on Memorial Day. We're looking at a high of 82 then and a 50-50 chance of showers as it stands now. Right now the winds are out of the south at 8. 85% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 76.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Liberals in Denver hate President Trump's deportation crackdown, so now they've come up with a way to fight back. And the Washington Post says that it was surprisingly simple. Here's the backdrop. When an illegal immigrant is busted for a crime, the federal government requires that ICE be notified if the crime carries a sentence of a year or more. So here's what liberals in Denver did. They rewrote their laws. Many of the crimes that used to trigger ICE notification will no longer carry a sentence of a year. See? Surprisingly simple. Crimes like shoplifting and trespassing will be punished less severely. Serve a few months in jail and you walk. But under the new approach, the sentences for domestic violence and simple assault have also been reduced. Only repeat offenders would be sentenced to a year or more. So you get that? To protect illegal aliens from deportation, liberals in Denver just gave all first-time domestic violence offenders a break. A guy who beats his wife or girlfriend now serves less time in jail. He might even be able to get away with it twice, depending on how repeat offender is defined. Now, if he happens to be an illegal alien domestic abuser, Denver liberals want to make sure he's not deported so that he can stay here and do it again. All so they can claim victory resisting Trump. See? Surprisingly simple. You just cave your own culture.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Around 1,000 new homes will be built in South College Station between Arrington Road and Greens Prairie West. That's after the City Council unanimously approved, without discussion, rezoning what's commonly known as the Margraves Ranch.
I am a developer, but I'm also a stinking neighbor. I live in this community, and I want each of you to hear this directly from me. It makes no sense for Hunter Goodwin to destroy this community.
Developer Hunter Goodwin said he wants Margraves to be the pride and joy of the community.
And from a capitalist standpoint, it makes no sense to anger and irritate all of my immediately adjacent neighbors. I hope that the biggest problem I have in 10 years is that I can't keep them out of my trail system that I plan on putting in a stellar one.
Goodwin's engineering consultants repeated what they told the Planning and Zoning Commission last week on what will be done during the next 3 years to improve roads. And Goodwin says deed restrictions will include no more than two unrelated occupants per home, and there will be no short-term rentals. 100 years ago, the United States entered World War I. This Memorial Day, all the Aggies who died during the war will be honored in a wreath-laying ceremony on campus.
As we get farther away from dates from wars like World War I and things like that in Korea, these become more forgotten wars, and these guys aren't usually celebrated as much anymore. So we're in the centennial year here of the United States' entrance into World War I, so we're trying to stoke that interest in these guys.
Archivist Greg Bailey says 55 former students have long been recognized, but this year, five more names recently identified by the Brazos County World War I Centennial Committee will also be honored. Monday morning ceremony begins at 10 at the Corps of Cadets Plaza. There is a new vice president's position at Texas A&M. The Enrollment and Academic Services Department has been added to the university's cabinet or senior leadership team. Joe Pettibon, who was named VP, has worked at A&M for 23 years. He is responsible for 11 offices and functions, including admissions, scholarships, and financial aid. And he is A&M's liaison to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. The Bryan School District is being asked to provide letters of support for the Bryan City Council's application to the Texas Department of Transportation to receive state money for new sidewalks and hike and bike trails.
At the last council meeting, Buppy Simic asked if BISD had been approached about providing financial support.
If we get BISD involved on two of these four projects, it's a benefit to the city, and it's a great benefit to the school as well.
City staff believe school district property could not go towards off-campus projects, but City Engineer Paul Casper says their application would be strengthened by support letters and the district recommending where to install sidewalks as part of the state's Safe Routes to Schools program.
There's something that this program, grant program, looks to and says, please provide us your Safe Routes to School program for the school campus. And right now we'll have placeholders in our grant application for that, so it won't score as well as it could have.
One of the proposed TxDOT matching grants would add sidewalks around Kemp, Johnson, and Sol Ross schools. Three other proposals would build hike and bike trails, one along the northbound freeway frontage road past Rayburn, another on Coulter past Stephen F. Austin, and the third along Villa Maria that would go past Mary Branch. If TxDOT approves all four projects, the city would spend almost $2 million in order to access almost $3 million in TxDOT money. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Central Texas woman has admitted driving drunk for the fourth time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 50-year-old Jana Street of Temple will start serving a 6-year prison term on June 15th. Until then, Street remains out on bond. Street was arrested last August following a crash in Bryan near the intersection of Texas and Villa Maria. Her blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit at .277. 30 members of the Texas House visited the lieutenant governor this week in an effort to unjam legislation of special interest to individual districts. Representative Kyle Cassell said that did some good.
No, I don't know if we give the lieutenant governor credit. I think you give it to the Senate and the House members. We realize that there's a bigger game going on between the big three, and it's time we started communicating and negotiating to make sure our bills get through for our local people. That's what we were sent here for.
Cassell doubts the Senate will pass legislation he co-sponsored to allow the use of experimental drugs. HB 3236, which is also known as Right to Try, is stalled in a Senate committee. A Texas appeals court says the state should go public with who sold them death drugs several years ago.
This stems from a lawsuit filed on behalf of two prisoners in early 2014. Mari Levin was one of the lawyers who requested the information. A state law that keeps the name of drug providers confidential took effect the following year, and this narrow decision won't affect that. Levin says companies who supply such drugs are subject to criticism.
Possibly protests, emails, phone calls. That is part of the process. That is part of being accountable and transparent. And that, I think, is what the prison was trying to avoid.
The state says they will appeal. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville and is insured by the FDIC and is an equal housing lender.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause, to find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
High pressure in the eastern Gulf of Mexico sends our temperatures well above normal for this time of year. Clouds and sunshine developing today, breezy with a high of 90. We may see a shower later today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and warm tonight, 75 to 80. Becoming partly sunny and breezy tomorrow with the chance for an isolated shower, 90 to 95. Mostly cloudy for Sunday, scattered showers, highs on Sunday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans as the A&M softball team gears up to take on Tennessee tonight in the NCAA Super Regionals. Meanwhile, it was a good night for the Astros as they increased their AL West lead to 8 games, but the Rangers weren't so lucky as they fell to the Red Sox. And if 2 years of watching the Cavs and the Warriors battle for the NBA championship wasn't enough for you, well, you're in luck because it's happening again. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So Drew Carey's birthday was earlier this week. Is that right?
Yes.
Price is Right guy. We were surprised.
Yes, we did say that.
60 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I've never seen Plinko before, which is apparently a game
You've
they play.
Never seen Plinko?
I don't know. I mean, I understand what it is, but I've never seen it.
Classic. Classic Price is
well,
Right game.
A new Plinko record was set yesterday. And, you know, the reason they have these people on is, besides they wear goofy T-shirts,
yeah.
is, you know, that they get excited, right? Okay. So,
yeah, they, look, so, they look for him in line yeah. to be excited.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Ryan Bells.
Buzz against the wall. Drop it. Yeah. 10,000 right in the middle.
Right there.
Good
yeah.
luck, man.
Good
five
luck,
chips.
Man.
Here we go,
five.
Guys.
Okay. Go, Ryan.
Some money.
Go, Ryan. Okay.
Here comes there, chip number one. 10,000 in the middle. 10,000 in the middle.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Get another one.
Okay.
Do it again.
Yeah, why not?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Same spot.
Yeah, there you go. Great. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I'm going to fast forward through because it's just a whole lot of oh, my God.
How many 10,000s does he get?
Yeah, well, he gets, well, here we go. Here we go. Last one.
Good luck.
Here we go. The drama, the excitement. He won $31,500
wow.
in
gosh.
Plinko, just basically, yeah, just by dropping that thing in
it's
there.
It's a life-changing okay. amount of money.
That's awesome. I knew someone who was on the Price of Right.
Uh-huh.
She made it to the part where you bid,
yeah.
so like down there. But
oh, the
she,
super showcase thingy?
Well, no, 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 no.
Oh.
Sorry,
oh,
sorry,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, down on the floor.
Yeah,
okay,
she made
you.
It down
okay.
on the floor.
All
she
right.
got picked out of the audience,
yeah.
but I don't think she actually got to participate in the game show. Like,
okay.
you know, she didn't get, she never yeah. guessed the right amount. But I think they still go away with prizes.
Well, what
yeah.
I find, I mean, I've seen the thing where they spin the big wheel thing. That's pretty
right.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, but
mm-hmm.
and the
I
rest
used to
of them,
watch
yeah.
Price is Right every single time I would stay home from school because I was sick or something, and
yeah.
especially if my grandma was there because my grandma watched it every single day.
Sure.
Oh, we would always watch The Price is Right before we would watch her stories.
Well,
there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, the stories, that's right.
And then during the summer when you're home, you can watch it every day.
Yep,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Bob
so,
Barker raised me
you know
half
it.
The time.
So it's that's a daytime record, the 31,500.
Wow.
The all-time record is 40,000. A soldier in the Army won that in 2002. They had a special edition just for the military. He walked
gotcha.
Away with that. So,
wow.
There you are.
Cool.
Price is Right excitement, just letting you know.
I love it. At least you reacted well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
At least that was fun.
That's why they do it.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they want to have somebody who's gonna have a big time and be very, I don't know,
and that's,
emotional.
That's true. That really is important as a former, you know, disc jockey, actual disc jockey.
Hey, hey.
There's nothing worse than getting a winner who's just like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Come on.
You just know. Won some tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Great.
What for, you know?
So now, was it last week we were talking about the avocado hand, how you have to be
yes.
really careful because you can,
I
you
almost
know.
Had avocado hand the other day.
Is that right?
And I thought about us.
Okay.
Yeah. Sliced right through the skin.
Did you?
Not my skin.
Yeah.
The avocado skin.
Right.
But it was close.
Otherwise, you'd be heavily bandaged.
Correct.
And, not,
and I'm not.
All right. So now, but you're holding the knife in your superior hand, correct? So you wouldn't be cutting your weaker hand.
Yep.
Right?
You're
okay.
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a good thing. But nonetheless, Trader Joe's, is that what this place is called?
Yeah. Trader Joe's.
All right. Trader Joe's now has little bitty avocados. Little bitty avocados. Because just think about it.
Like, what, how little bitty?
Well, what's worse than having something left over, you know, if you don't want to have the entire avocado? For instance, if you're going to put it on a sandwich, I don't know why people put them on sandwiches, but they do.
They're kind of tasty.
Yeah.
But do you have it left over, and then what do you do with it? And as a result, this thing fits in the palm of your hand. It is about the size of a golf ball.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit
I
bigger.
Mean, they have kind of small avocados at our local grocery stores.
Yep. The teeny, they're called teeny tiny avocados.
Teeny.
That's exactly what they're called, teeny tiny avocados.
Teeny tiny avocados.
Okay.
There you are. All right, while we're continuing with the food world, breakfast lovers got a big surprise when they opened up their box of tricks this year.
Uh-oh.
Cosmopolitan reports that the good folks over there at General Mills kept their promise to remove all artificial colors, flavors, and high fructose corn syrup out of their cereals by this year. So basically what that meant was Red Dye 40 and Yellow Number 5 are gone, along with the rainbow colors. So pretty much people have gone to the social media, because
yep.
that's what it's for,
mm-hmm.
to tell General Mills they are now ruining their favorite childhood cereal.
Yeah, I saw a picture of a bowl of Trix online the other day, and it didn't look bad, but it definitely did not look as bright and rainbowy as usual.
Not as fun anymore.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, Scott, since you're into your gourmet section again, the one yesterday, I think you mentioned something about the possibility of a field trip to Beaumont for a hamburger.
Well, it's in Seabrook.
Seabrook.
What about the possibility of an infomaniac and friends cavalcade, and we could go down, maybe get a police escort?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We got a great big convoy rolling through the night.
We did. I forget what the situation was, but we did a thing where you went to an Astros game with the Infomaniacs, and so I think one of us didn't make it. Tom and I went, and they gave us really, really seats way up at the top, and bad pretzels. But it was fun to do that. Yeah,
so it was an experience.
It would. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Again, what's it called? Tukey's, I think.
Tukey's
in Seabrook. And again, yesterday we got two calls back to back.
We did saying how great it was.
Place is outstanding. So I don't know. We've done stranger things than that. Okay, so now, was it Mariah Carey who had the meltdown on New Year's Eve?
Correct. Yes that was her.
Well, apparently, at it again. Mariah, who hasn't lost her touch after all these years, Entertainment Weekly reports that they revealed in an interview that she showed up 4 hours late to a film, a new flick called The House. She required white roses and stuffed lambs to be in her trailer, and apparently she was hired to sing one song in the movie, then promptly refused to do that unless she was given a cameo scene and where she was killed off. Well, she didn't like that idea either, so she basically said, I'll do it, but I have to be able to deflect bullets like Wonder Woman.
Wow.
That's
Mariah Carey. There you go.
And, I mean, she's got an iconic voice, but there's a lot of other people out there who can sing.
She's apparently a bit of a pill.
She's got an iconic reputation for being a diva, too.
Yeah, that's our diva story.
Don't miss a Memorial Day sales event this weekend at College Station Ford Lincoln. Like a new 2017 F-150 for 40% off. 40% off is back on F-150s at College Station Ford. Trade specialists are also on hand to make sure you get maximum value for your trade before summer. Plus, new Ford Super Duties and Ford Expeditions are $12,000 off. F-250s, 350s, and Expeditions are $12,000 off. Ford even has special first responder incentives this month, like $1,000 bonus cash on several Ford models. So let's recap. $12,000 off 2017 F-250s and 350s, $12,000 off Expeditions, or 40% off 2017 F-150s. You can even take advantage of 0% for 60 months on most of our new Fords in stock, or no payments until August. College Station Ford is open Memorial Day with huge savings on all trucks, all SUVs, and all cars. 40% off F-150s only at College Station Ford.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey, Mom and Dad, your children are surrounded by friends and a world of opinionated voices through social media. That's a lot of noise to break through, but I've got a parenting tip that can help you be not just a voice in their lives, but the voice. I call it Parental Report Card. We learn a lot from our kids' grades, don't we? Their report card gives us a sense of where they're struggling and where they're doing well in school. I realized I could use that same idea to help me better connect with my two teenagers. Every few months I'll ask, how well do you feel I'm listening to you when you have a problem to share? Give me a letter grade. Then we'll have a conversation about why they ranked me in the way they did and how I can better hear what is important to them. And that strategy, well, it works for me because my daily responsibilities keep me moving so fast. With so many plates spinning, I don't always know if I'm really hearing my boys in ways that they find helpful. That's important to me. because they're not going to seek my advice if they don't think I care enough to give them my attention and really listen. It works so well for us, in fact, I often ask how they feel about other areas of my parenting, like how much time I'm spending with them or how well I'm communicating to them. Now, I encourage you to give the parental report card a try. It's a great way to strengthen your relationship with your kids, and that's what parenting is all about. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-7416. That's 1-800-613-7416. 1-800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the Texas A&M softball team continues its run in the NCAA Softball Championship tonight when they take on Tennessee in the Super Regionals at Sherry Parker Lee Stadium. Here's Coach Joe Evans on facing Tennessee.
Our advantage is that we didn't play as well as we can play in those two games that we lost, and it cost us a series. The advantage to that is understanding, listen, we can tweak these two things. We can take care of, you know, throwing strikes to batters. We can take care of the ball on defense and then win a game. So this is so evenly matched. It's the team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to win this thing. I really believe that.
First pitch for this evening's game is set for 5 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, for A&M Track and Field, the first day of action in the NCAA West preliminary rounds had seven Aggies advancing to the NCAA Championship field in Eugene, Oregon, as they joined Texas A&M decathlete Lyndon Victor. The crew that the Aggies advanced to the NCAA Championship field includes Ioannis Karazis and Sam Harden in the men's javelin, Madeline Stolz and Audrey Malone in the women's javelin, Allison Andrusik in the women's hammer, Austin Cook in the men's hammer, and Will Williams in the men's long jump. The NCAA Championships take place in Eugene, Oregon from June 7th through Saturday, June 10th. In Major League Baseball.
And Jake lifts this one pretty deep to center field. It chases back Collins, still going back, looking up, and that ball is gone! Just to the left of the batter's eye. Jake Marisnik's fifth home run of the year, and the Astros lead it 7-6.
The Houston Astros now lead the AL West by 8 games over the Angels and Rangers following their third win in 4 games. Houston's fourth homer of the day was a game winner as Jake Marisnik slammed an Alex Wilson pitch in the 8th inning to push the Astros past Detroit 7-6. The Astros look to keep the momentum going as they take on the Orioles at Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Boston, Drew Pomeranz pitched 6 strong innings to lift the Red Sox to a 6-2 victory over the Rangers last night. The Rangers hope to turn it around today as they travel to Toronto to face the Blue Jays. First pitch is at 6:07, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA, it'll be the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors in the finals for the third straight year. LeBron James poured in 35 points and Kyrie Irving added 24 as the Cavs blew out the Celtics 135-102 in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Boston. James also became the NBA's all-time postseason scoring leader, passing Michael Jordan with a three-pointer late in the third quarter. In Sterling, Virginia, Bernard Langer is the first-round leader of the Senior PGA Championship as he seeks his record 9th major on the tour. The 59-year-old German could break Jack Nicklaus's record of 8 senior majors. And out on the ice, after a 3-2 win over the Ottawa Senators, the Pittsburgh Penguins are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second straight year as they try to become the first NHL team in 19 years to capture back-to-back titles as they get set to face the Nashville Predators. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. This time it's a 2014 Ford F-250. It's the XL model, crew cab, 6.2-liter V8, only 39,000 miles, and you can pick this one up for $24,988. And because it was someone else's before you had it, you can make it exactly yours by using Texas Custom Outfitters, which are right there on the property with Team Ford of Navasota, so they can jazz up your truck however you want. Wheels, tires, tint, light kit, roll bars, the whole nine yards. You can make it any way you want to with Texas Custom Outfitters. To find out more, go to Team Ford of Navasota, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a step forward.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday, in case you didn't know. Sneaking up on you, yeah? We're in the WC Tractor Studio, by the way. Your local Kubota and New Holland dealer, award-winning in Bryan and Navasota. All right. The fine folks stocking the shelves and selling shirts all over America may want to consider going back to school. Business Insider reports that, well, between 6 and 7.5 million retail jobs will be, quote, automated out of existence in the coming years. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense with the way technology's going.
Cornerstone Capital Group commissioned a study which shows that cashiers will suffer the most losses. 10% of the U.S. American workforce is in the retail industry. 10%. 3,400 store closings have been announced this year. Analysts from Credit Suisse expect that number to reach 8,600 before 2018 is over. Whew. And even fast food is not safe. Greg Creed, who's the CEO of Yum Brands, those are the people who own Taco Bell and Pizza Hut and KFC, said last March, machines will replace human workers in just a decade. He didn't say all human workers, but enough of them, it'll make a difference. So just to let you know.
Especially, you know, when they're demanding $15 an hour and they can get, you know, much more production out of a machine for less.
That don't argue with them and show up for work on time.
Yeah.
And when they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then there's this, the latest gift trend for graduates.
Okay.
For graduates is as easy as a Botox injection. Millennials are now celebrating important academic milestones by getting cosmetic procedures.
Interesting.
Fashionista says graduation has become a prime occasion for plastic surgery.
Hey.
There you go.
Got a few extra bucks in your pocket?
Yeah. Top procedures.
Treat yourself, girl.
You betcha. Yeah. A few extra bucks. Maybe a lot. Mm-hmm. The top procedures, well, it's taken away at Aden. Liposuction and breast implants, number one and number two.
On the adulthood.
Yeah. On the less extreme end, parents are giving non-invasive skin care treatments like laser treatments. The plastic surgery graduation gift trend became popular because it gives graduates an opportunity to enter a new phase of their life, looking on the outside how they feel on the inside.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Okay. There you are. Got it going.
Whatever makes you feel good.
That's right.
Sure.
I agree completely. All right, going to be 91 today and still kind of breezy, up to about 25 miles an hour, 76 tonight, 95 for tomorrow, and then showers over the weekend. Looks like a 60% chance of rain on Sunday.